steps been taken towards getting Bill Clinton thrown out of the White House. The House of Representatives has voted in favour of beginning impeachment proceedings against the president because of the Lewinsky affair. It's only the third time in American politics such a move's been made. The last time was over Richard Nixon and the Watergate scandal. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Henry Hyde, says it's a miserable, rotten duty, but one they have to carry out.
We will be doing a lot of planning and interviewing and whatever is necessary to get ready to have hearings and try to get them completed as expeditiously as possible.
World powers are laying down the law to Serbia over the crisis in Kosovo. They've issued six demands following an emergency meeting in London. Foreign Secretary Robin Cook says Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic must obey.
If Milosevic does not comply with the Security Council resolution, he will be responsible for the consequences, and they will be grave. A decision on military action, of course, is not one that we would take through the contact group. It is one that we would take through NATO. And we are progressing those decisions and expect further meeting within the next few days.
William Hague's issued a rallying cry to his beleaguered party in his keynote speech to the Tory conference in Bournemouth. The leaders called on them to put divisions on Europe behind them and punch their weight against the government. The skies of Britain could be lit up tonight by a massive meteor shower. Stargazers are hoping to see a cosmic sensation when a million-mile-long comet tail passes by. Space expert Dr. Neil McBride.
As the meteoroids enter the atmosphere, they literally burn up in it. They give a streak of ionized gas, like a fluorescent light, and so you see a shooting star. So that's why we see the meteors, and there's always a chance that you'll see a fireball.
Ken Dodd's leaving his Diddy Men behind to star in a film version of Alice in Wonderland. He plays Mr. Mouse alongside stars like Whoopi Goldberg and Gene Wilder. Doddy says he's discombobulated to be appearing in the Lewis Carroll classic. Independent Radio News.
Celebrating 25 years.
This is LBC, where news comes first.
Supersonic travel. The internet. Organ transplants. The achievements of science and technology are all around us. Some are so small they pass us by. For example, how many of you know that the main cause of dandruff was discovered to be a yeast and that we can now treat it specifically with Nizoral Dandruff Shampoo containing ketoconazole?
Nizoral Dandruff Shampoo, a product of scientific endeavor.
Ask at your pharmacy counter and always read the label.
25 years. A celebration of LBC 1152.
The opening today of the London Broadcasting Company's station marks a new departure in British broadcasting. It's the first station.
May I send my best wishes to London Broadcasting?
25 years.
Welcome to LBC. It's 6 o'clock, October the 8th. My name is David Jessel. This is the morning show.
Chilly, but lovely, sunny morning it is here in London.
I thought you were looking rather good to play this morning.
Yeah, it was very good.
25 years.
Worst affected of the whole lot. Well, that's it.
London Broadcasting. This is the news with Douglas Cameron. President Nixon has denied any involvement in the war.
Yeah, has just ended 1 minute ago. There is still...
Described by one resident of Lockerbie as a storm of flame.
LBC keeps you informed on the Falkland crash.
The Queen now bends down and she lights the fuse.
It's just about to make her appearance.
I hope he knows more on the Falkland.
The whole sun is on fire, Tony. It's an absolute and it's spreading quickly. It's going
to be... 35 years.
Welcome to LBC.
Hello, I'm Marcus Churchill.
And I'm Douglas Cameron.
Welcome to a special program as we rewind 25 years of commercial radio history. The story begins for LBC in 1973.
But the start of commercial radio in Britain actually begins with the very first stations in the 1920s, which were commercially owned. Then there was Radio Luxembourg, and in the swinging 60s, there were the Pirates.
Tune to Radio Caroline on 199, home of the good guys.
Caroline, the sound of the nation.
Caroline, the sound of the land.
Caroline, the sound of the
everyone. Tony Blackburn here with you. Feeling a little under the weather this morning. We've got about an 8-force gale out there.
Oh, I can't believe it. Even in the 60s, there wasn't any escape from that Tony Blackburn, was there?
Indeed not. Tragic, wasn't it? Anyway, those radio stations based on ships and offshore platforms were closed down in the late 60s by an Act of Parliament. And a couple of years later, another Act of Parliament was passed allowing independent local radio to start. LBC was the first radio station to broadcast and went on air on October the 8th, 1973 at 6 a.m.
This is London Broadcasting, the news and information voice of independent radio. Welcome to LBC at 6 o'clock, October the 8th. My name is David Jessel. This is the morning show, and here's the news.
This is Ken Guy with LBC News. The Middle East War. A meeting of the United Nations Security Council has been called in a bid to stop the fighting.
Well, after David Jessel came to in the morning, presented by Paul Callan and Janet Street Porter.
Welcome back to Two in the Morning, and a cold, almost chilly, but lovely sunny morning it is here in London.
I thought you were looking rather goose-pimply this morning.
Yeah, it was very goose-pimply. Very goose-pimply weather all over. But the temperature in central London is 41 degrees Fahrenheit. That's why I suddenly realised it's why it's so cold, or 5 degrees centigrade. It is sunny. The humidity is 72. Wind is going.
That was followed by At Home with Bell Mooney.
The time on London Broadcasting is 2:10. Welcome to At Home. My name is Belle Mooney. With me in the studio is Steve Merrick, and he is indeed 5 days a week sitting there loyally while
say it like that.
Gillian Strickland and I swap over and go off shopping, but Steve's here 5 days a week, and I'm here today, and Gillian Strickland's here tomorrow. Well, we've got a good program for you today. We've got a delicious recipe from my own personal private recipe book. That's a Belle Mooney special, like the Scouse recipe I gave you last week, and it's a really good one today. We review a new magazine on your bookstores. We talk about the problem of trying to have a sex life when you're disabled. And we've got the first of our regular advice column, in which I'll be answering your problems, the problems which you've written into At Home.
Great stuff. Well, of course, throughout the day, LBC broadcasts regular news bulletins.
It's 4:30, and this is Carol Barnes with the LBC News. And first, a roundup of the world and national news. An armed woman is holding an aircraft captain and steward hostage.
Broadcasting LBC 417 meters medium wave 97.3 VHF, and this is the afternoon show. Hello and welcome. My name is Clive Roslin, and from now until 7:30, I'll be here on LBC and hope you will be too. This is the show that, as we always say, winds down the day with the news behind the news, people in the news, games, stories, puzzles, traffic, weather, money, and AA reports. And this time, I didn't run out of breath. In fact, everything you might need to know.
Within a few months of LBC going on air, we were joined by another half dozen or so stations serving audiences all over the country.
The date is October the 16th, 1973. The time, 5 a.m. Good morning.
This, for the very first time, is Capital Radio.
The silly, sexy summer sound of victory with programs packed with records.
The unmistakable voice of the late, great Kenny Everett.
Indeed. So, Douglas, was LBC a great success when it first went on air?
The short answer, Marcus, I'm afraid, is no. Far from it. But let me leave the explanation to presenter Adrian Love.
I came in here at the suggestion of a friend of mine who would come in on day one as a newsreader, a guy called Paul Ingrams. And I'm not being nasty about our colleagues who are long gone on to other wondrous things, but he phoned me up and said, get down here, son. Places full of people from Fleet Street who were saying things like, what's that funny black thing? It's a microphone. Oh, is it? Oh, gosh. And he phoned me up and he said, get down here and have a chat. And I did. I came down and met the then powers that be. Things have changed. And they offered me an 8-hour phone-in show without an audition. So I started doing Nightline, the original 10 at night till 6 in the morning, open your eyes with matchsticks job. And it was my first time doing talk radio, and it was fascinating.
I can't imagine anything more boring than an 8-hour program.
Indeed, but changes were made just a few months into LBC's history. The management hired people who had a wider experience of radio broadcasting than previously, and LBC began to develop the distinctive sound it still has today. I was one of those brought in to co-present a new and very different breakfast show. It was called AM.
Well, there we are. While Stuart Francis has been sunning it in Mallorca, we've all been working here, none harder than Bob Holness, whom I gather is over the major trouble spot of the morning, Staples Corner. Am I right, Bob?
Yes, you are, Douglas. Worst affected of the whole lot. Well, that's it from Staples Corner. Back to you in the studio.
In fact, Bob Holness should have said, if your staple diet is Staples Corner each morning, don't go there. Time, 7:42. Two of the world's rarest and most...
Every morning, Douglas Cameron and Clive Roslin tell you everything you need to know to start your day. News and information. Accurate, concise, comprehensive. Including the most helpful traffic reports in town from Helicopter 417. Get a good start with AM. 6 to 9:30 on LBC. LBC, where news comes first.
Well, that said, the station's new jingle package, of course, produced by the world-renowned composer Jeff Wayne.
LBC was trying to project themselves as a news station with a tremendous emphasis on news. News that obviously changes rapidly and regularly. I was trying to construct a piece of music that would almost be like a series of never-ending notes, but built around basically only three notes, which also happen to be three letters to the station, LBC.
Every minute of every day, news is happening. A diplomatic breakthrough in the Middle East, a new traffic pattern in Barnet, political intrigue in high places, lunchtime theater in Islington. Big stories, little stories, they all affect you, and you need to know about them. This is where to find out what's happening in the world, in the country, and down your road. This is LBC, and this is our new sound.
I think with any composition, what I try to do first is to get the right tone, the attitude. And once you get that, then I find that it comes easier. Whereas if I struggle for a long time trying to get the tone right, so to speak, then it really is difficult all the way through. I'm probably on the wrong thing to start with.
LBC, where news comes first.
And, of course, LBC 1152 still uses that familiar tune.
In the second part of 25 years, LBC 1152, how the phone-in came of age.
Just a moment. Did you write me a letter recently?
I wrote you a letter.
You wrote me an offensive letter, didn't you?
I don't think it was offensive.
It was downright offensive, and you're not going to speak on the program until you apologize.
And how LBC reported the news first, fast and factually to London.
Quick! Come to me!
There have just been three explosions which have ripped through the embassy building.
25 years, LBC 1152.
From 5 each weekday morning, why not beat the queue and be first to comment on the day's news?
It's made me very angry.
Oh, dear.
Morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
You're being very naughty this morning.
Now, see, there you go again. Who's coming out with these clichés, holding people to rent?
Well, what do you call?
I call it.
Oh, I've had enough of you already. I'll bring you a perspective of the day with our team of reporters around the world.
Marcus Churchill.
Get interactive on London's talk leader between 5 and 7 a.m. Early breakfast on LBC.
And the forecast is sun, followed by more sun, followed by more sun. I'm talking hot, hot, hot. That means it's time to carnival. Ole, 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 ole. Carnival to this. Carnival to that. Carnival, the album that's overflowing with sun, sea, and fun. But Carnival is not available in the shop. You get it by calling 0800-700-600 and saying, I'd like the Carnival, please. 64 sizzling hot tracks that you can Carnival to anytime. Carnival is just $29.99 for 4 CDs or cassettes. Get it with free delivery in 21 days.
You can get it if you really want.
Get Carnival, and every day is a holiday. 0800-700-600, your hotline to Carnival. And remember, it's a lot cheaper than going on holiday. 0800-700-600.
Hello, looking for a low-cost personal loan? Simple. To borrow anything from £800 to £15,000, just call Lombard Direct on 0800 215 000, 24 hours a day.
Our rates reflect your circumstances. At our typical APR of 13.9%, £3,000 over 3 years cost us £101.20 a month, a total repayable of £3,643.20. What's more, we offer extra discounts of up to 3% off the APR for loans of £5,000 and over.
Don't forget, for £800 to £15,000, call Lombard Direct on 0800 215 000.
Applicants must be aged between 22 and 65. Written quotations on request from Lombard Direct, Enfield EN1 1TW. Calls may be recorded for training purposes. 25 years, LBC 1152.
Welcome back. I'm Marcus Churchill.
And I'm Douglas Cameron.
Our special program continues as we rewind 25 years of commercial radio history.
One of the unique features that LBC brought to London back in 1973 were regular phone-ins, a chance for the people to have their say on the stories in the news and the events affecting them in their lives. The grand master of the radio phone-in was Brian Hayes.
Hello, I'm Brian Hayes, and I'm coming to LBC. Starting Monday, January the 5th, you can hear the newsmakers and talk to the newsmakers every day from 10 till 1. Listen, you might have something to say. Morris from Ealing.
Good morning, Brian. There's an American expression...
Just a moment. Did you write me a letter recently?
I wrote you a letter.
You wrote me an offensive letter, didn't you?
I don't think it was offensive.
It was downright offensive, and you're not going to speak on the program until you apologize. Philip is calling from Tooting.
Up until the time I came to LBC, the phone-in program in the morning had been presented by an admirable and respected Fleet Street journalist. That, however, is not the way I saw broadcasting. I saw broadcasting being presented by broadcasting people.
Of course, phone-in radio programs didn't always run as smoothly as Brian's.
George in Hackney, though, is on the line next. Hello.
Hello there, yeah. Well, when we get to power,
the only cutting that workers will have to do will be racist scum like Karl Rove.
Yes, well, but what about the general idea of the Chancellor was saying the other day?
What about him? He'll take no cut in his wages, is he? He's a big fat...
Daphne in Wimbledon is on the line. Go ahead, Daphne. Let's move to Harry in Shepherd's Bush. I think a point about disarmament, Harry. Hello, Harry? Have we got Harry there?
Pardon?
No, it's Pat, is it?
No, sorry, you must have the wrong number.
Oh, goodness me. these things happen. Well, the telephone...
serious gremlins there by the sounds of it. Well, later on in the programme, we'll hear more of those unfortunate moments in LBC's history.
Well, not only was LBC the first to bring you regular phone-in shows, 99.9% of which worked, we were the first radio station in Western Europe to provide road reports live from a helicopter.
Well, we're immediately over the A11 now. From Stratford Broadway, right back along the A11, there's what must surely be a 2 or 3 mile tailback of traffic. You could do worse than to branch off and go along the A106 through Hackney Wick. That does look as though it's going to build up...
Bob Holness, of course, who began his career with LBC flying above the streets of London before coming down to Earth by joining me for what turned out to be 10 very happy years, for me anyway, and I think for him, on AM.
And thankfully today, with the AA's sophisticated network of traffic flow computers and hundreds of closed-circuit TV cameras keeping an eye on London's traffic, our travel reporters can keep 2 feet firmly on the ground.
We were also the first radio station to pioneer the use of portable telephone equipment, used during the Borkum Street siege in 1975, when John and Sheila Matthews were held hostage by IRA gunmen. LBC was the only radio station to report the end of the siege live. The reporter was John Snow.
Four gunmen have come out. The siege here has just ended 1 minute ago. There is still... a great deal of activity here, but a flashing blue-lighted van has just swept off into the distance with its siren wailing. Briefly, a figure came out onto the balcony, looked over, went back in again. Another came out, looked over, went back in again. And then suddenly we saw the four being led across the street into the van, into the police van, and away they've been swept.
We also pioneered the first broadcast of the proceedings in Parliament back in 1975.
Monday, June the 9th, 1975, a date that is before.
Order!
And
order.
Mr. Speaker...
Mr. Patty?
Calling Mr. Patty for first question.
Mr. Speaker, we intend to do our utmost to see that the shipbuilding and aircraft industries bill is made law in the present session. As I explained to the House...
At the end of the war in Vietnam in 1975, our reporter Julian Mannion didn't join the airlift out of Saigon. Instead, he bravely chose to greet the conquering communist army.
Certainly we got what sounded like a round of some kind going straight over the top of our jeep. And at that moment, I turned the thing round and headed back into the towards the center of town. When suddenly, from the other direction, that's from the river, came more Viet Cong units, this time in jeeps and trucks, with enormous flags waving over the top of them again. And the first jeep, which went to the National Assembly building, which is where I was by this time, an important building in the center of town, which was one of the first that they got to. The first jeep was full of Viet Cong, South Vietnamese guerrilla soldiers, dressed in a very peculiar assortment of uniforms, carrying a lot of American captured weapons, and at the head of them, an extraordinarily beautiful South Vietnamese girl, a Viet Cong girl soldier, standing in the jeep, waving to the people who had assembled in absolute astonishment around this building.
There were brighter moments in LBC's news coverage, like the first commercial flight of Concorde.
Gathering speed, there she goes, right in front of me now, tremendous speed. The Air France one is moving, there she goes, right.
LBC covered the Queen's Silver Jubilee in 1976, which saw the Royal Yacht Britannia sailing with Her Majesty down the Thames.
Great roar goes up from the crowd as the Queen appears along with the Mayor and Mayoress of Tower Hamlets and her royal entourage. Thousands of people here mostly local, but I've also heard more than just a smattering of foreign voices. And as the St. Catherine's Pier is so close to the Tower of London, that's not really very surprising.
When big news breaks, we interrupt our normal programs, as in 1980. The Iranian siege was coming to a dramatic end, with SAS troops storming the building. LBC's Malcolm Brabant was there.
Quick! Come to me! There have just been three explosions which have ripped through the embassy building. Smoke is wafting over the roofs now, and there are gunmen, and there are policemen on the balcony, on the, just over the doorway. They appear to be going in. That came just a short while. And there's gunfire going. I just heard one shot. And I can hear dogs barking. I'm looking through binoculars at the moment, and that was completely unexpected.
And we were there in 1981 to cover the marriage of the decade.
We met in November 1977. Charles came as a friend of my sister, Sarah, for a shoot. I never saw Prince Charles till 77. I was always paired off with Prince Andrew.
When then did you decide to get engaged? Was there a particular time?
Well, it was about 3 weeks ago, believe it or not, just before Anna went to Australia. And she planned to go to Australia, well, quite a long time before anyway, with her mother. And I thought, well, I'll ask her.
The marriage of Charles and Diana was the biggest outside broadcast that independent radio had ever mounted. It took the combined resources of LBC and Capital.
The bride is just about to make her appearance. Lady Di is coming.
Yes.
Yes.
I, Charles Philip Arthur George.
I, Charles Philip Arthur George.
Take thee, Diana Francis.
Take thee, Diana Francis.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded wife.
I, Diana Francis.
I, Diana Francis.
Take thee, Charles Philip Arthur George.
Take thee, Philip Charles Arthur George.
To my wedded husband.
To my wedded husband.
And more recently, in 1997, LBC was there to report on the tragic death of Diana. We joined with the rest of independent radio to cover her funeral.
We are gathered here in Westminster Abbey to give thanks for the life of Diana, Princess of Wales, to commend her soul to Almighty God, and to seek his comfort for all who mourn. We particularly pray for God's restoring peace and loving presence with her children, the Princes William and Harry, and all her family.
In 1982, there occurred something that turned into a proving ground for the skill and dedication of the journalists working in commercial radio.
Argentina invaded the Falklands.
LBC keeps you informed on the Falklands crisis, the big developments as soon as they happen.
And I've just been handed more on the Falklands. The Ministry of Defense...
A Royal Navy ship fired shells during the night at a surface vessel close to the Falklands.
And thoughtful analysis as the options change.
This is a situation the government cannot accept. David Spanier at the Foreign Office.
The aircraft fire in a later British attack on the airstrip at Port Stanley. Phil Longman, IRN, Buenos Aires.
The only thing they ought to do is to get off that island.
The Sea Wolf can hit a 4.5-inch shell in flight. Paul Maurice, IRN, at the Ministry of Defence.
Now everyone is wondering just what happens next. Kim Sabido, IRN, aboard the Canberra in the South Atlantic.
Not just the future of the Falklands at stake, but the future of Mrs. Thatcher as well. Peter Allen, IRN, Westminster.
LBC, on the Falklands crisis. Informed, fast.
Kim Sabido was our reporter in the field during the Falklands. His ability to bring the events home to the listeners of independent radio won him a Sony Radio Gold Award for Reporter of the Year.
More incoming gunfire from Argentine batteries around Stanley, keeping everybody's heads down. Somebody's been hit up a front. Good hell. Everything now landing far too close for comfort.
In October 1987, a hurricane blew across the southeast, causing havoc and mayhem in its path.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Douglas Cameron. At least four people have died after winds gusting at more than 100 miles an hour wrought havoc across southern England. Public transport is ground to a halt, with all train services cancelled on British Rail's southern and eastern regions. The sea-link ferry Hengist has run aground near Folkestone.
Douglas, reading the news from our radio car, as a hurricane had caused widespread power cuts across London and the LBC studios lay in darkness.
In 1985, what began as a small fire at Bradford City's Valley Parade football ground swept through the old timber stand within minutes. Pennine Radio's Tony Delahunty was broadcasting live from the stand as the fire broke out.
And we're on fire here at Valley Parade. The whole end of the stand at one side is actually in flames now. I can see the orange of the flames. And they're running out of the ground now from that far end at this moment. Mickey Bullet, York, you can see above me. Oh, what can you say?
The whole stand is on fire, Tony. It's an absolute, it's spreading quickly. There's going to be problems, Tony.
Let's get all those people out of there. Let's get those people. Just take your time. Don't rush. Go down there. Don't rush. Don't push. Wait for the kiddies. People are coming round us. You can hear the heat, the smoke coming everywhere. We are going to have to disconnect very shortly because it really is flaming all the time. We're taking a break. We're getting out of here too.
Well, within 4 minutes, 52 fans lay dead and hundreds more needing hospital treatment.
In 1986, the GLC, the Greater London Council, seen by some as a symbol of opposition to Mrs. Thatcher's government, came to an end. Rodney Bennett was at County Hall reporting live for LBC.
The first chime of midnight is April the 1st. The GLC has breathed its last. However, County Hall is still brightly illuminated with floodlighting. And there goes the farewell fireworks display. The GLC flag is being lowered on the mast in front of the riverbank side of County Hall, and more fireworks are coming up from behind the building.
And the wheel has turned full circle as London in 1998 prepares to elect a mayor for our city and a London Assembly.
Just some of the news stories that LBC has covered for London over the last 25 years.
In the third part of 25 years, LBC 1152, advertisers discover commercial radio.
Back in 73 when we started, the majority of commercials were taken just straight off TV soundtracks. Indeed, some advertisers even supplied copy to a radio station on 35mm film and seemed quite upset that we couldn't transmit.
25 years, a celebration of LBC 1152. Twenty-five years old today, Britain's first independent radio station. This is LBC.
This is Peter Dealey. To LBC, of course, to the staff, to the management, and chiefly, as they used to say in the music halls, chiefly yourselves, for all that you are and all that you have been. A very happy birthday.
Hello, I'm Stuart Purvis, Chief Executive of ITN, wishing a very happy birthday to LBC from everybody at ITN. That's me, Stuart in Hampstead, Richard in Fulham.
This is Andrew Neil. I used to present the Sunday morning phone-in program on LBC between 10 and 12. And although I had to get up early every morning to do that, it was great fun, and we had a great audience and great callers. And I look back on it as one of the best moments in my broadcasting career. So I'm delighted to wish a very happy birthday to LBC.
Coming soon to LBC Breakfast and Drive Time, you could win £250 worth of Kinko's vouchers in the great Kinko's News Quiz. Kinko's provides full office support services from colour copying to video conferencing, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Listen for Kinko's News Quiz when tens of thousands of pounds of Kinko's vouchers will be won. Coming soon to LBC with Kinko's, the new way to office in the city at High Holborn and in the West End at Mortimer Street. This is an announcement for all those people who rang the special number in The Telegraph and instantly got up to 60% off scheduled return flights with Lufthansa. Your flights to New York, Dubai, Istanbul,
and 80 other global destinations are now boarding. For those of you who didn't, here's a violin sonata.
Don't miss the flight. Catch the Daily Telegraph on Saturday and the Sunday Telegraph. See paper for terms and conditions.
Hot when it's cool. Cool when it's hot. Wild when it's windy. Great when it's not. Great thought parks, great, whatever the weather.
LBC 1152 News.
An historic step's been taken towards getting Bill Clinton thrown out of the White House. The House of Representatives has voted in favour of beginning impeachment proceedings against the president because of the Lewinsky affair. It's only the third time in American politics such a move's been made. The last time was over Richard Nixon and the Watergate scandal. Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Henry Hyde, says it's a miserable, rotten duty, but one they have to carry out.
We will be doing a lot of planning and interviewing and whatever's necessary to get ready to have hearings and try to get them completed as expeditiously as possible.
World powers are laying down the law to Serbia over the crisis in Kosovo. They've issued six demands following an emergency meeting in London. Foreign Secretary Robin Cook says Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic must obey.
If Milosevic does not comply with the Security Council resolution, he will be responsible for the consequences, and they will be grave. A decision on military action, of course, is not one that we would take through the contact group. It is one that we would take through NATO. And we are progressing those decisions and expect further meeting within the next few days.
William Hague's issued a rallying cry to his beleaguered party in his keynote speech to the Tory conference in Bournemouth. The leaders called on them to put divisions on Europe behind them and punch their weight against the government. The skies of Britain could be lit up tonight by a massive meteor shower. Stargazers are hoping to see a cosmic sensation when a million-mile-long comet tail passes by. Space expert Dr. Neil McBride.
As the meteoroids enter the atmosphere, they literally burn up in it. They give a streak of ionized gas, like a fluorescent light, and so you see a shooting star. So that's why we see the meteors, and there's always a chance that you'll see a fireball.
Ken Dodd's leaving his Diddy Men behind to star in a film version of Alice in Wonderland. He plays Mr. Mouse alongside stars like Whoopi Goldberg and Gene Wilder. Doddy says he's discombobulated to be appearing in the Lewis Carroll classic.
Just rub it on down there.
Yes, there's no heat like deep heat.
Lower.
There's no heat like deep heat.
Ooh, lower still.
There's no heat like deep heat.
When you need fast relief, help make the pain glow away with deep heat. Because as it's absorbed, your body's natural enzymes turn its special ingredients into an effective painkiller. Always read the label.
Lower!
Deep heat.
Years, LBC 1152.
Welcome back. I'm Marcus Churchill.
And I'm Douglas Cameron.
In this part of the program, we look back at 25 years of independent radio advertising.
Of course, LBC is a commercial radio station. Without the advertisers, there would be no LBC. Back in 1973, our first advert was for Birdseye.
Your Highnesses, Your Grace, my Lords, Ladies and Gentlemen, be upstanding with the Birdseye Company to welcome London Broadcasting.
Right from the beginning, some advertisers, like Birdseye, knew the value of radio advertising. But for many others, this was an entirely new medium, and companies were either unsure or confused about it. Dave Mason was in charge of scheduling commercials for LBC in 1973.
Way back in 73 when we started, the majority of commercials were taken just straight off TV soundtracks. Indeed, some advertisers even supplied copy to a radio station on 35mm film and seemed quite upset that we couldn't transmit.
Along with national clients like Birdseye, LBC offered for the very first time a chance for local companies to advertise on the radio.
But for that smile, then, you know it's worthwhile. It's tastiness of pizza, man. Crispy and nice with a little bit of spice. It's smiling, Mr. Pizza, man. Take a big bite. The taste is just right. He makes them as only he can. Ready to eat. Get set for a treat. And I'll bet you'll be back for more, more, more. A snack that's just great. Or a meal on a plate. Happy Mr. Pizza. Smiling Mr. Pizza. Have a Mr. Pizza, man.
All you need to do is dial 961-2000.
No, no.
Now who's there?
Bill.
Bill who?
Eating Bill, that's who. Ooh. Help save on eating bills by calling Interseal on
961-2000.
Well, because early advertisers were not certain about just how effective radio advertising could be, we had to educate our marketplace.
16, 16, 16.
Most businesses are very good at sums, but when it comes to advertising, many haven't even learned how to talk. If you run a business in London, isn't it high time you knew your LBC? LBC is the fast, cost-efficient, and effective way to talk to your market. It delivers intelligent, articulate listeners throughout the Greater London area and beyond. So knowing your LBC could also improve your sums.
A 30% increase in gross profit before tax on an annual turnover.
Advertising that works is as simple as LBC. To find out more, call LBC Radio Sales on 01-258-0408 now. That's 258-0408.
And in the early 80s, LBC made a video which was sent to all the major advertisers.
LBC, situated in the centre of the London region, the largest, richest and most exciting marketplace in the country, plays a vital part in any London advertising campaign. It offers both national and local advertisers the opportunity to reach Londoners effectively and economically by day or night, in their homes and offices, in their cars, wherever they may be. A younger Doug. Now, the 1998 Doug. Radio advertisers, of course, now spend over £350 million every year, and over half the audience choose independent radio in preference to the BBC.
Quite a turnaround, really, and advertisers have become increasingly more creative, producing campaigns that are entertaining to listen to, as well as selling their product.
One of the most successful was for Philips Video and TV Appliances. The commercials were written and performed by two budding comedians from a new TV series at that time, not the 9 o'clock news. Griff Rees-Jones and Mel Smith.
Morning, Squire.
Morning, sir.
I'd like a video caster, please.
A video recorder. Anyone in particular?
Well, I'd like to have some specifications.
Yes.
And functions. I must have some functions.
I see. Did you have any model in mind?
Well, a friend mentioned the Yari Kiri Kabuki Kasuni Kawachamacallit. You know, the Japanese one, the 2000. Because I'm very technically minded.
Ah, I can see that.
So I want one with all the bits on it. All the Japanese bits. You know, the 2000.
What system?
Well, electrical, I think, because I'd like to be able to plug it into the television, you see. I've got a Japanese television.
Have you?
Yeah, I thought you'd be impressed. Yeah, the 2000, the Okie-Kokie 2000.
Well, sir, there is this model.
Yeah, well, it looks smart, yeah.
8 hours per cassette, all the functions that the others have, and I know this will be of interest. Mm. A lot of scientific research has gone into making it easy to operate, even by a complete idiot like you.
Yeah. Bob?
It's a Philips.
Doesn't sound very Japanese.
No, a Philips. I mean, a Philips. It's a Philips.
Yeah. Well, it's a 2000, is it?
Oh, in fact, it's the 2022.
Mm. No, it hasn't got enough knobs on it, no. What's that one over there?
That's a washing machine.
Yeah, what, so Japanese?
The VR 2022. Video you can understand. From Philips.
That's still a great ad, isn't
Wonderful,
it?
Yeah.
I think there's nothing quite as persuasive as the human voice.
Absolutely, Marcus. Well, now let's hear another example of a successful campaign. The Imperial War Museum. Now, you wouldn't think, would you, that a museum would choose to advertise on radio. Although simply made, this commercial is moving, and it makes a very strong point.
To the best mum in the world. Dear mum, this letter I hoped you'd never receive, because it's just a verification of that terse, black-edged card which you received some time ago. Tomorrow, we go into action. No doubt lives may be lost. But if this leaves the world a slightly better place, then I'm perfectly willing to make that sacrifice. Don't get me wrong, though, Mum. I'm no flag-waving patriot. No. My little world is centered around you and Dad. You are worth fighting for. And if it strengthens your security in any way, then it's worth dying for, too. I want no flowers, no tears, no epitaph. Just be proud. Then I can rest in peace, knowing I've done a good job. Surely there's no better way of dying. I loved you, Mum. You were the best mum in the world. Goodbye. Your son.
This letter was written by a young private the night before he died in battle. At the Imperial War Museum, we don't try to glorify the war. We try to give you an idea of what it was like to be part of it. We're open 10 until 6 every day. Nearest tube is Lambeth North. The Imperial War Museum. Part of your family's history.
I'm sure you'll agree that only radio can get that sort of message across.
In the final part of 25 years, LBC divides its frequencies and becomes two radio stations.
LBC Crown FM, 97.3, News Talk Radio for London.
And we'll play you some of the unscheduled moments of LBC live on the air.
Five firemen have died trying to bring forest fires under control. I beg your pardon, I cannot continue with this bulletin.
25 years, a celebration of LBC 1152.
Hello, my name's Pete Murray. Here I go, name dropping again. Well, if you haven't done so already, may I invite you to my Sunday night show between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. It's an amalgam of astrologers, psychics, travel experts, genealogists, and my friends in the world of show business. They're the sort of people you'll be meeting. Plus, of course, our quiz. The Pete Murray Show, 10 to 1, every Sunday night on LBC Radio.
Some of these people want your products or services, but which ones? Consumer Surveys is dedicated to providing the answer.
Consumer Surveys database includes over 5 million people who've given details of who they are, where they can be reached, and which products and services they want, making them the UK's largest consumer club.
With, for example, details of over 300,000 people considering investing in a pet.
Over a third of a million considering taking a cruise.
Over a third of a million considering subscribing to the internet. Whatever your product or service, imagine the value to your business of knowing exactly who wants what you offer.
For details and a free lifestyle profile of your potential customers, call Consumer Surveys now on 0990-110-140. 0990-110-140.
Consumer Surveys. Our business is knowing your customers.
Years, LBC 1152.
Welcome back again. I'm Douglas Cameron.
And I'm Marcus Churchill.
1989 saw the biggest shake-up in LBC's history. We split our medium wave and FM frequencies.
The idea behind the split was to give London a better choice of listening, and it was hoped that advertising revenue would increase.
On FM, a brand new service of news and information was broadcast.
LBC Crown FM, 97.3. News Talk Radio for London.
And on medium wave, the phone-in element of the original LBC was increased, giving listeners London's first 24-hour phone-in station.
This is London Talkback Radio, 1152 AM, 261 metres, medium wave.
The changes overstretched the company's resources, and with the country in recession at that time, advertising revenue didn't increase either.
London Talkback Radio was popular with the audience, though. It had many of LBC's favourite presenters.
However, Crown FM wasn't so popular. So in 1990, the station's owners, Crown Communications, appointed a new program director from Australia,
Charlie Cox.
He renamed Crown FM LBC News Talk 97.3 and brought in top broadcasters to the station.
Angela Rippon, Michael Parkinson, Frank Boff and Richard Littlejohn were some of the household names on LBC.
A new presenter, Mike Carlton, a TV and radio star in Australia, joined LBC News Talk.
He had a very different style of presentation, his satirical wit and opinionated attitude giving the station a fresh sound.
Beautiful Essex. Gateway to the world. Essex with its lush green fields and woodlands and the clean, sparkling beaches of Southend. Essex with its ancient centers of art and culture like Tilbury and Dagenham, or the historic estates and gardens of Basildon and Billericay with their quaint mock Tudor homes nestling beside colorful concrete carports. It's so easy to visit Essex on the high-tech Fenchurch Street line, a magical journey into mystery. And when you're there, you'll thrill to the local customs of Essex man and the warm, open-hearted welcome of the famous Essex women who've never been known to turn away a stranger. Come see and enjoy beautiful Essex, playground of Europe.
Well, bringing big names to LBC helped revenue increase and audience figures improved. In 1993, Mike Carlton won LBC a prestigious Sony Gold Radio Award.
Things were definitely looking up. But on September the 3rd, 1993, LBC fell victim to a massive shake-up of London's airwaves.
LBC News Talk 97.3. News.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jonathan Staples. LBC has lost its license to broadcast to London. The Radio Authority, which regulates Britain's network of independent stations, has decided not to renew LBC's FM or AM licenses. The authority is not obliged to give a reason for its decision, which has been made public in just the last few minutes.
Well, despite a petition by listeners that carried 350,000 signatures, it looked like LBC's fate was sealed.
At the time, the chairman of LBC was Dame Shirley Porter. The announcement that the company had lost its franchise caused LBC to go into receivership.
And just when the staff and listeners thought everything was lost, the winner of LBC's franchise, London Radio Services, announced that they were to buy LBC's studios and keep the existing staff and presenters.
So LBC disappeared for a while. Then in 1996, a familiar name returned to 11:52 a.m.
Stand by. It's coming back. Coming back.
London.
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 LBC 1152.
Well, I'm a Londoner, and it represents the views of myself and fellow Londoners.
LBC.
Because it's for London.
LBC was back on the air with a new sound for the 90s.
The old favourites were there, including me.
And there were new programmes reflecting the changes in London's listening and viewing habits.
Just for London, LBC, 11:52 a.m.
Now, being on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there are bound to be the odd moments of mishap.
Yes, Douglas, even you've had a few embarrassing broadcasting moments over the last 25 years.
Never.
Well, I'm afraid we've unlocked the doors to our very own Bloomer's Vault.
Area manager David Stitchbury says they've taken various emergency measures in the meantime.
9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock sharp. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock sharp. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock sharp. We're going to shop around the clock tonight.
Well, obviously, that wasn't the area manager David Stitchbury. I don't think he sings like that. This morning's duty officer, Ken Jenkins, says the extra calls are putting the service under great strain. Well, sure from that Mr. Jenkins appears to be under great strain. Mr. Scargill is telling the Miners Union Conference in Sheffield he believes it'll mean 100,000 jobs going in the mining industry.
There's no way I'm taking money out of there just to say, he's a kangaroo and he drinks Fosters. I'm not interested. If he can't play rugby league and he can't play the class I want you to play, I'll not be signing him.
Well, obviously that wasn't Mr. Scargill. Mr. Scargill, was it? It was, I'm told. Well, I didn't think it was.
The joys of live radio, I think, Douglas. And, of course, today, in this high-tech digital age of computers, we don't have any more problems with tape machines.
But I'm sure LBC reporter Diane Stradling wished that we had computers back in the early 80s when she recorded this.
Diane Stradling reports.
According to the GLC's health panel, the government's action has cost the city more than £30 million in the last 2 years. They say £18 million was lost last year in cutbacks when London health authorities were forced to axe 2,500 jobs and 39 hospitals were faced with closure. The fight to save many of these is still on.
Well, little excitement there from Diane Stradling. We'll get her in a better mood later on.
And presenting the news is a very serious subject.
Oh, yes, Marcus, I know that from experience.
Even when discussing matters laboratorial.
A Lincoln Museum, flushed with success over their latest exhibition, think they've come up with the answer. A panorama of privies. What a fuck. Oh, well, the whole thing started when a number of people discovered they were sitting on porcelain worth preserving, and now the museum... I can't read this thing. Lincolnshire Life has had a collection of old and unusual loos put together. Museum curator Leslie Colsell says... Please excuse me. Give me 2 seconds to... Everybody's laughing at me now. Says the good old toilet is an underestimated, not to say invaluable, part of life.
Ah, dear. Well, there but for the grace of God, Marcus. Live outside broadcasts can bring the best out in our presenters, but sometimes the strain of it all can also bring about a lapse of memory.
Tomorrow is Remembrance Day, and young and old standing alongside the route, sporting the lily to denote the Remembrance Day. So that's what it's like here in Fleet Street at the moment, as the Gritters, I wasn't a lily, it's a poppy, silly me.
Well, welcome back. I'm Carol Thatcher, standing in this morning for Clive James, and my guest is Australian writer Clive James. I'm sorry, I think I got that wrong.
I like it the way you said it.
Sorry, Paul, I'll get your name right in a minute. Clive, would you rather be a critic or a novelist?
I'd rather be called Paul.
Oh, dear. And always make sure that the cleaner doesn't walk in on the programme if only someone had told Jeremy Dry.
0171 412 1152. Put the phone call in and give me a call this morning. What the hell's that? Excuse me a second. Hang on a second. My friend, you can't do this now.
Awesome.
You're going to have to go. Okay, because I'm on the air, if you don't mind. Okay, no problem. Come back later. Yeah. A bloody bloke here cleaning the carpet. He's got his little brush and he's got his little sprouter. What the heck's that?
Well, there's nothing worse than a choking fit, except that is if you happen to be reading the National 1 o'clock news.
Five firemen have died trying to bring forest fires under control. I beg your pardon, I cannot continue with this bulletin.
This is Diane Stradling. Five firemen have died trying to bring forest fires...
Fated bit of news. Newsreader Steve Crozier, plus Di, ending our look back at LBC's collection of mistakes and mishaps.
25 years. LBC 1152.
LBC 1152 today provides Londoners with news, information and entertainment 24 hours a day.
Not only are we first for news, but we're the only commercial radio station in Western Europe to regularly broadcast drama programmes.
Since September 1987, LBC has been transmitting drama produced by Independent Radio Drama Productions. IRDP is run by Richard Shannon, Maria Gago and Tim Crook.
The drama on LBC has been so good over the last 11 years, the BBC have nicked many of our best ideas. But we're still ahead of them. We were the first to introduce filmic, multi-track, surround sound techniques to production. We were the first to produce Martin McDonagh, who's the big name on Broadway and in British theatre. We were the first to produce Simon Beaufoy, the screenwriter of The Full Monty. We produced and developed more new writers than the BBC. We have developed the new forms in audio drama, the short story dramas, the short episodic dramatizations.
Tim is far too modest to mention that LBC and IRDP have won numerous awards throughout the world,
and that our drama productions are heard across the United States on public radio.
Alternative health issues are another speciality of LBC's output, presented by Michael Van Straten since 1976.
I used to come along once a week and do Nightline, and it was a phone-in program all about alternative medicine. Now, in those days, most doctors looked on alternative medicine as something rather worse than a plague of boils would have been looked at. We were charlatans, quacks, frauds. But LBC was the very first radio station, to my knowledge, anywhere in the world, even in the United States, where things were quite a lot more forward. LBC was the first station to have the courage to run an alternative medical phone-in.
You're listening to 25 Years, a celebration of independent radio, LBC 1152.
Our studios here at ITN employ the latest technology.
There's no tape, and we can take reports and interviews from around the world simply by pushing a few buttons.
And a dedicated team of reporters provide LBC and our sister station News Direct with London News.
We can call on the resources of Independent Radio News, ITN, Reuters, and the Press Association to keep you fully up to date with breaking news wherever it happens.
Technology has certainly changed over 25 years, and today it's moving even faster.
Radio is about to undergo the most dramatic change since being invented by Marconi.
Digital audio broadcasting is on its way. Television has already begun broadcasting digital programs, and radio is soon to follow. In the future, you'll be able to hear LBC with no hiss or interference from foreign stations. It will be like listening to a CD. To receive digital broadcasts, you'll need a new radio.
But don't worry, please. Digital radio will broadcast alongside medium wave and FM for some time to come.
As we come to the end of this special program, this is Marcus Churchill thanking you for listening to LBC for the last 25 years.
And this is Douglas Cameron with a personal vote of thanks for listening to me for 24 and a half of them. Let's leave the last word to the managing director of LBC 1152, Nigel Reeve.
LBC, well, the first ever station. It's had its ups, it's had its downs. Certainly now, I think its future is very, very secure, and it's going from strength to strength. It's part of London's furniture. I think 50% of all cabs are so LBC on, and every cab driver has a view about LBC. As far as the future is concerned, there's digital radio. A lot of people don't really understand what that even means yet, but it means that there will be more and more stations specialising in smaller and smaller markets. It won't take away the stations that are there now, but it means that there will be even more choice. But LBC will certainly still be there. And probably on digital as well as on its current AM band. So that means that the reception will be perfect. The future really does look very, very bright for commercial radio. It looks very bright for LBC, and I'm delighted to be part of it.
Thank you for listening. This is LBC.
Euro 2000, as England face Luxembourg, next Wednesday the 14th of October. Join Sir Nicholas Lloyd this Friday morning for full previews of this critical game, as well as Wales and Scotland matches. Then, hear the latest team news in Douglas Cameron's Friday Night Sports Preview. LBC Euro 2000 Report is brought to you by the new Vauxhall Vectra SRI, built for the corners of the earth, and London Vauxhall dealers, working with London.
Wet when it's dry, cool when it's hot, fine when it's sunny, hot when it's not. Wet, dry, cool, hot, fine and sunny. You'll always have a great time at Great Thorpe Park, whatever the weather.
Complete news and information for London. 11:52 a.m. This is LBC.